Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 12 after. American Woman. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Kathleen Stockholm. She's Vice President of Segment Marketing, Business Journals, that's the American City Business Journals, as you may also know them. She's an old friend of ours and a member of our Brain Trust. She's our good friend. Kathleen, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Good morning. It's good to have you back. As always, I'm doing great. And Kathleen, you joined us a few months ago.
March 1st.
Telling us about this new project that you're working on.
Correct.
Give us a little bit of a recap of what you're working on.
Correct. March 1st, we announced the launch of bizwomen.com. It's 41 local websites for women in business. Coming off of our kind of our mastership of bizjournals.com, we decided to go out and create local networking and local sites for women, for them to get local advice, to meet up with other local women in business. And we made that announcement launch first, which I think initially was International Women's Day.
Right.
And since then, I've come back to let you know that we've had just under 30,000 women that have signed up.
Wow.
In all 41 of our cities to be a part of bizwomen.com. And we also have some other big news to announce today as well.
That number is at once exciting and for a guy it might be a little bit frightening, you know.
Well,
should we be afraid? Should we be very afraid?
You know, it's a possibility. One of the things that we were anticipating is we were anticipating very quick speed to market with a lot of these women who are anxious and hungry for this kind of information that is really tailor made for them. And I think that, looking ahead and as to what we have in front of us, I think the one thing we were not expecting is that these women have come out of the gate, they have signed up, and now they want more tools, they want more things, they want more access. And so our other announcement today is that we are opening a message board starting today called the Biz Women Exchange. And it's a message board set up for peer coaching, networking, mentoring, or asking questions, anything that the women want to know. And they'll be able to connect live with other women, and it's managed much like a very standard message board is. We'll also have a couple of hosted folders. Our national partner in our efforts for bizwomen.com is WIP, Women Impacting Public Policy, WIP.org.
Terry Neese's group, we met her. We were with her in Orlando a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. And they'll be hosting a folder answering questions about legislative efforts, public policy, how women can get involved politically. And we've also asked Nancy Michaels, of course, the wonderful marketing magnate that she is, to host a folder as well on F women to go in and ask questions on how to market themselves without a big marketing budget. And we're real excited to see how this shapes up. But we can...
So let me see if I get this straight now. You've got, what we have here are 41 websites dedicated to women in business, and now you've given them an opportunity to get together and talk about it.
That's right.
Let me see. I'm not sure if this is going to quite be successful or not.
Any chance you can get women together to chit-chat, okay.
You
well know.
If you can just add, and I'm treading on some thin ice here, folks, but I can't let this go. If we could just add an opportunity for them to use their credit cards, you guys are going to, it's going to be like QVC.
Yeah, except we're selling the opportunity to grow their business.
There you go.
And helping them network. The amount of mail has been phenomenal. We have a link on our site that says, let us know how we're doing, contact us. And all of that email comes to me, which, you know, for good or for worse. And as I'm getting all that email, and I've gotten probably upwards of about 3,000 emails easily, if not more. Most of the women are excited. They want to know how they can get involved, how our 41 local newspapers can do stories on their business, how can they essentially have greater presence in our newspapers and on the site. I've also had every author, expert, coach, every expert in the world has found us. And
they come out of the woodwork, don't they?
they really do want to promote their book, want to sell their book, want to contribute, write a column. We're excited at the energy. Unfortunately, with that kind of response, you know, we're unable to accommodate everyone's request. So the message board will give some of these folks an outlet to promote their business, promote their book, ask questions, as I said, and bring a little more attention to themselves.
Well, one thing about it, though, Kathleen, and I know this is the way you're thinking of it, too. You know, one of the things that I do on this show is the main thing I do is to try to bring the words and the wisdom and the perspectives of some really smart people who are out there on the marketplace every day, and they bring the things that they're working on to my audience, and they tell them, they give them some things that they, you know, that it'd be impossible for them to get anywhere else in the kind of a venue that we provide them. But the other thing that we do, Kathleen, that you guys are doing as well, and that is that we give small business owners who are also consumers of products, we give them a place to start. And by that I mean, for example, if I bring somebody on the show who has something to sell, you know, what we do is we say, hey, this is an area that you need to look into. Here's a place to start.
Right.
And I'm not telling you that this is the one you need. I'm just saying, here's a place to start, and I think that's what you're doing with your new websites and with the people that you're making available.
That's actually a great point. One of the things, and we've had several discussions around our offices, and of course with all of our teams and publishers across the country with all 41 of our papers, is, you know, trying to assess what we are trying to be. And the one thing we're not trying to be is the expert, the mandate, here's what you need to do. We really see ourselves more as a hub. We just want to connect people. We kind of view ourselves like the Hartsfield Airport in Atlanta.
You're a nexus. You're a nexus.
Yeah, we're a hub, and we hope that people will come to the site, find what they need, and be able to connect and go out and find that information and help grow their business and to bring them together. We merely want to serve as the hub of fingertip access and not necessarily be the, you know, the finger in the face, the here's what you need, and we're the experts.
But Kathleen, I've seen your finger. It's you do that finger in the face very well. You could actually do that.
Yes, but Jim, I have toddlers, so that's the best way I know.
Kathleen, give us the website. Wherever we are, if we're interested in as a woman business owner, we are or we want to be, where can we connect?
It is www.bizwoman.com, and then from there you can use the drop down box and find your local city for your local business.
Is it W O M E N or M A N?
Bizwomen. W O M E N.
EN.com. Okay. Plural. There you go.
Plural.
20 after. We're going to be right back with our good friend Kathleen Stockholm. You heard who she's with, bizwomen.com. Check it out when you get a chance. And guys, you might want to go there and see what the women are up to. 20 after. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. When you get there, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Thank you for all of you who have done that in the last week. And thank you especially for all of you who wrote the nice notes and had some things to say about the site and about the show and about the website and about the newsletter. I appreciate all those nice comments. And if you have some comment that you think I might not like, I want to see that too. I don't mind getting the constructive criticism. And Kathleen Stockholm is our guest, and she's launched a new website recently for women. And Kathleen, I mentioned when we went to the break, I said, guys, maybe we need to go check this website out and see what the women are up to. Have guys been doing this?
Absolutely, yes. We actually did a quick purge of our membership a few weeks ago just to see, and again, trying to get an absolute tally of the kinds of women that were signing up and looking at the demographics so that we could have a better hold of our audience. And surprisingly, at just under 30,000 subscribers that we've gotten so far, about 124 of them are men, which led us to wonder...
Did they say why they decided to join?
Actually, there's really not an open field for them to enter in that information. We guess is that they saw the site and saw the enticing content and great things we had.
And so you assume, you assume by the name that it was a guy. In other words, it had to be Horace or Carl or something like that, right?
Correct. We could only go by the name. That is absolutely true.
If it was PJ, you might not know who that was, but
Absolutely. But from what we can tell, it looks to be about 120, 124 men. And I know just prior to launch, my chairman was concerned, obviously, wanted to make sure that we weren't offending anybody and making sure that we weren't going to, you know, really alienate a strong segment of our readership, which are men.
Uh-huh.
And in truth, we've only received one letter so far out of the 30,000 or so that have subscribed. That
one grumpy letter?
One grumpy letter that felt that what we were doing was felt was a little discriminatory. So I was really encouraged by that. But for that one letter we got that was negative, we've gotten thousands and thousands that have been positive.
Well, what do you say to that guy?
You know, honestly, I replied to that individual myself, I explained to him the rationale and the wisdom as to why we are doing this, and that it really wasn't meant to be anything in the mode of being discriminatory. It was really about helping a segment of business continue to grow and be more prosperous. And if he had any important advice to impart as a business leader himself, we really wanted to encourage him.
It would only be discriminatory if you didn't let him in.
Correct. That is absolutely correct.
And because you know, if he wants to go hang out with the ladies, he can do that, can he?
Absolutely. Well, one man did write in and made a joke that he wanted, for all the women that put in, he wanted them all to post photographs. And I had to very, very politely, succinctly explain this was not a dating site.
That's funny. Yeah, well, I'm glad you didn't recognize who that came from. But anyway, tell us about some of the other things. Now, give us the website one more time, Kathleen.
It is www.bizwomen.com. And
all
then
right.
From there, you can go to your local BizWomen site. For instance, it would be www.atlanta.bizwomen.com or albany.bizwomen.com, etc. We're in 41 cities.
And, of course, you don't have to be in a city that they have a journal in. You just pick one out. Pick one that you...
Actually, we're seeing a very interesting trend with the ladies. They're signing up in one market, but they're subscribing to newsletters in other markets and reading news stories in other markets, which leads us to believe that while small business in many cases is local, a lot of these women are looking to branch their business out into other markets and into other cities, and they want to know what's going on in San Francisco and want to know what's going on in Houston and Dallas and not necessarily just their own market, which
is very encouraging. I know that you charge for your print journals when you print those.
Yes.
But what about when I want to participate on your websites?
Everything is free to access. All content is free. You just have to go through a quick two-step free registration in order to read the content. It's very standard in most media publications. We do have a few a la carte services. They have a very nominal fee, one of which is our calendar. If the women want to post an event in our local calendars, they're having a networking gathering. If you're a nonprofit organization, you're able to post for free. We never charge nonprofits.
Right.
But if you're a for-profit, like a bank or a law firm, and you're having a lunch and learn session or an evening cocktail reception, we're only going to charge you $29.95 to post your event. And one other service that we have is our BizWomen directory, which functions much like a Yellow Pages. It's a business card listing for all of our markets across the country, and that is $100 a year, which is very cheap.
And that's to it. And then you get put into a group of similar offerings. Is that how it's listed?
Correct. We have several. Probably about 15 to 20 categories. And each of those categories are spread across our 41 markets. So if you're an advertising firm and you're a woman-owned business, you would be listed with other advertising firms in your market. And then
$100 a month. $100 a year. That's a pretty good deal.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I want you to keep us posted on your progress. And let me say this: I was talking to you when this was just a gleam in your eye, and I just want you to know that I'm really proud of what you've accomplished in the last few months.
Thank you. I appreciate that. That's been a lot of hard work.
Well done, too, though, and keep us posted on it. And bizwomen.com, right?
That That's right.
Bizwomen.com. Kathleen Stockholm, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Kathleen. We'll see you next time.
Thanks.
Kathleen Stockholm, she's with Biz Journals. That's American Big City Business Journals. Quick break, 29 after. We'll be right back with our good friend Rick Maurer. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.